It's the best of Mandy in the Morning on your 106.3.
Good morning, Jerry. How you doing?
Good. Good morning. Thank you. Thanks for calling and helping me out.
Not a problem. So what's going on with Michelle?
Well, to me, it's a little bit of a mystery. So we went out on our date last weekend, and I thought she liked me. It seemed like it went well, but ever since then, it's been pulling teeth to get her to respond back.
But she has responded to you, though, right?
Yes, she has responded about once or twice. The first time, she really just said hello after I reached out. She didn't really engage with me in much anything else. And then there was a second time that I actually just went ahead and asked her out again. And the response I got back was just K, the letter K.
Uh-oh. That might be a good sign then, huh?
Yeah, but a good, I don't know. I mean, she could have said no, right?
True.
But trying to, you know, there wasn't much conversation either. So a lot of different signals here.
Okay. Well, why do you think she's doing this? Anything happen on the date that you can think of?
I thought the date went really well. So, your guess would be as good as mine. I really don't know.
Okay. Well, let's give her a call.
All right.
Gotta love the drama that happens with Second Date Update, right? It's Mandy in the Morning on your 106.3. And just a few minutes ago, we were talking to Jerry about the date he had with Michelle. He said he thought things went awesome. They went to dinner. They even had a few text messages back and forth, but she seems pretty short. So he's not really sure if she's like truly interested. So we're going to give her a call and find out what's going on.
Hello.
Hi, Michelle. This is Mandy from Mandy in the Morning on your 106.3. How are you?
I think you have the wrong number.
Well, this is, you're Michelle, right? Are you Michelle?
Yes, but
Did you go on a date with a guy named Jerry?
Yes.
Then it sounds like you're the one who I meant to call.
Does this have something to do with Jerry?
Yes, it definitely does. Oh, he actually asked us to call you since you've been he's been having some trouble getting in touch with you. Did something like happen on the date while you're not like responding to him?
Yeah, something definitely happened.
Well, do you mind telling us what it was so we can relate back to him?
It's so gross. He ordered a lobster on the date, which isn't so bad, but the way that he proceeded to eat it, it was the most disgusting way possible.
How did he eat it? Was he just like smacking really loud?
Thinking about it, like, makes me want to gag. It was something about the way that the sound combined with the look. Like, he was ripping off the little legs and like sucking it out and licking his fingers and his hands, and like his face was all shiny, and it was just so gross.
Okay, I guess it's not kind of like the best thing to eat on a first date. But did you like him other than that?
He was fine, but I have to say that really ruined it for me. Like, watching him was like watching a documentary where the lion like finally gets something to eat, and I want to look past it, but I just can't. Like, I can't get that image out of my head.
Okay. Here's the thing, Michelle. We have Jerry on the phone with us. Jerry, anything you want to, would you like to say to her?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm just curious. How would you eat a lobster?
I wouldn't eat it like that. Not like that.
Well, I mean, what was I supposed to do? I took you out to a nice dinner, and I got myself a nice meal, and I just wanted to eat it.
It's not that you got the lobster, but you could have just got a lobster tail. I mean, it's the first date, so you want to make a good impression and not look completely gross.
I mean, why do I just want a lobster tail? I want the whole lobster. The claws are the best part. Everybody knows that.
But you couldn't wait to eat the entire lobster for like a fourth date or something. I mean, it was just really gross.
Why is it gross? It shouldn't be a big deal. I ate food. It's not like I did anything wrong. I'm on trial for this.
I'm just saying that you could have waited. You could have waited to eat the entire lobster for a different time, and it was disgusting. It was like watching you dissect something in biology
okay.
class.
All right.
You ate the guts like it was nobody eats the guts. It was just gross.
So, Michelle, I'm assuming there's not going to be a second date here. You have been completely grossed out, and this can't look past it.
I can't. I thought about it, you know, when he texted me, but I just revisiting that. I'm really sorry. But I can't.
Okay. All right. Then I guess we are done here. Jerry, I'm so sorry we couldn't make this work out for you.
It's all good. I'll just go to Red Lobster by myself, I guess.
Your 106.3. Mandy in the Morning. Weekdays from 6 to 10 on your 106.3.